We're talking about the conclusion to the Lord's Prayer today, which is, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." So, what does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means, yes, yes, it shall be so. So this is just, it's essentially just kind of a longer way of saying amen. So, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, we're saying that for God's is the kingdom, for God's is the power, for God's is the glory. And so it just makes sense for us that one of the primary ways that we pray is that we use the actual words that he himself has given us, right? And so when we say this, really what we're just saying is, yes, Lord, you have given us these words to use, you have given us this prayer to pray, and so we're going to pray it, and in praying it, we know that this is your will, we know that this is how you want us to pray, we know that you have in fact promised to hear this prayer and to answer it. And so as we wrap that prayer up later here today, I would encourage you to remember that truth, to remember that amen, right? Yes, yes, it shall be so. This is what he has promised to do for us. This is what he wants us to be asking him for.